Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15, the title of our post, The Importance of August 14. The gathering taking place on August 14th, 2026 in Ohio has taken on incredible significance. I believe it'll be a part of changing the course of history. It began in our planning as a night to pray for people's healing, which we will still do, by the way, at the end. But at the clear direction of Holy Spirit, we shifted the focus to prayer regarding the war in Iran, spiritual harvest in the Middle East, and also throughout the world. At the end of last week, the significance of the night went to a completely new level as I met with key national and international prayer leaders. I'll say more about that meeting later in the post. First, let me remind you of some things I began saying on Giving 15 just over a week ago, starting on July 2nd. I didn't realize where this would end or where this would lead at the time, only that I was very burdened regarding the situation in Iran. On July 22nd, I said, "When physical wars are occurring on the earth, you can be certain that the invisible spiritual realm is very involved, at times more than others. The spiritual forces of darkness, spoken of throughout Scripture, are always attempting to control people and places. Stealing, killing, and destroying are their forte. The violence and insatiable craving for power held by previous and current dictators such as Mao, Hitler, Stalin, Castro, Putin, Xi Jinping, Islamic terrorist groups, and other evil people is motivated by Satan and his forces, guaranteed. Today's ruthless, bloodthirsty Islamist terror regime in Iran that hates Israel and America and wants to dominate the entire region is controlled by demonic powers. Not all the people of Iran. I said the Islamist terrorist regime. The sanctity of human life means nothing to them, nor does seeing people suffer. Even the thought of their own deaths doesn't bother them. In their minds, they just get to their eternal harem more quickly. Their agendas of killing Jews in America and Americans, taking over the region, and eventually ruling the world are all that matters. They would use a nuclear weapon if they had one. They are evil. And so are their proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. I also shared in that post that the goal of the spiritual powers behind this regime, is to stop or interrupt the spiritual harvest God has planned for the Middle East and the world. And I said, principalities, powers, world rulers of darkness, and demonic forces are very much involved. We cannot expect our government and military to deal with the spiritual forces. This is the responsibility of the church. As we do so effectively, those in positions of governmental authority can accomplish what they must do. Jesus told us that we, his ecclesia, would need to bind and loose, forbid and allow the spiritual forces of darkness. And we must do so. The forces of darkness, still quoting from that post, the forces of darkness behind Iran are opposing America, the church, Israel, and God's planned harvest in the Middle East. We, the church, must rise up and do our part in the same way that millions of people prayed during World War II and help turn the tide against Hitler, our prayers today can help turn the tide against radical Islamic evil. Do not be deceived into thinking the war is only militaristic or physical. Don't fall into the trap of expecting President Trump and our military to prevail without our help. I am asking you, and I said this more than once during that week, I am asking you that for a season, you will commit daily prayer regarding this, even if only for a few minutes. Whether that be in your devotional prayer time, on your commute, as you do your chores around the house, or yes, in gatherings with others, I'm asking you to become consistent in your prayers for this. Let's do our part. We can turn the tide. End quote, or the quotes from that post. Now, about the leaders' meeting last week. As we prayer leaders spoke last week about how we could work together to be more effective, this subject of Iran came up, not by me, but by others. Lou Engel shared his great burden regarding it, as only Lou can. And others echoed the same concern. Some spoke of perhaps doing a national gathering in order to do so. Then another, who had heard about our August 15th or 14th service, spoke up and said, Dutch and some leaders already have one planned. The group was very excited, jumped on board, and our plans for the 14th meeting went to an entirely new level. Holy Spirit's planning is amazing. As this gathering continues to gain momentum, I have no doubt, none, that it will include believers from throughout the world. Many thousands will join us live. Some in other time zones will do so later. The agreement when they do so will be just as strong and fruitful. I believe those in the body of Christ who understand the true authority of Christ's ecclesia on earth, the church, will rise to the challenge and impact the world through our prayers and agreement. To boost your confidence in the timing and emphasis of this gathering, here are a couple more remarkable signs of God's orchestration. Number one, Daniel received breakthrough over the Prince of Persia, modern day Iran, in 21 days of prayer. Likewise, from the first full day of this current call to prayer against the Prince of Persia's control, which was July 24th, through the last full day of prayer before our gathering on the 14th, will also be 21 days. We had no idea of this when planning it. Secondly, over the weekend, I was made aware that the first version of the modern Iranian tricolor flag was adopted on this day, August 14th, 1905. I simply cannot believe this is a coincidence. I believe God chose this day, August 14th, for the prayer gathering to confirm to us his focus on Iran and its importance. The enemy's hold there must be broken. Jesus defeated the strong man. Jesus talked about the strong man in Matthew 12, 29. Well, he defeated the strong man over Iran and every other nation at the cross. And the time has come for this to be enforced in the spiritual realm by the church. Doing so will release tremendous fruit in that region, in that nation, region, and throughout the world. Personally, I believe it's the beginning of the billion soul harvest. Join us on August 14th, in person or by live stream, and let's agree for this. Thousands of individuals, many prayer groups, and even entire congregations will do so. We're already over 100 congregations at this point. Help us write history on that day. By the way, if your church chooses to join us with a live prayer service, either praying with us or turning us off at a certain point and praying as you feel led, they can register at oasiswire.org and they'll post it on the website, and people in your region can be informed and join you. Let's pray. Father, as we expand our focus on August 14th to pray regarding the war in Iran, the Middle East, and a worldwide harvest, we ask for Holy Spirit's guidance and favor. Lead us in the time leading up to this, and give us laser-like accuracy on that evening. Move on the hearts of many to join us. Give us a breakthrough in Iran and miracles for those present that night. And Lord, it is clear that you commissioned us to enforce Christ's victory over Satan and his kingdom, and gave us authority to do so. We honor this and declare that the evil forces of violence, death, destruction, and spiritual blindness in the Middle East will not prevail. They have been stripped of their authority through Christ, and in his name we bind their influence. We command confusion and disorder into their ranks and defeat to their plans. We ask you, Lord, supernaturally dismantle the IRGC and all control held by radical Islamists in Iran and the entire region. Free the people from this oppression, all of the Middle East from their influence. Create a beachhead of liberty and a base for the gospel in the entire region, to the entire region. Strengthen and expand the Abraham Accords. Bring a great, great spiritual harvest to the entire Muslim world. Lastly, give our government and military supernatural help and brilliant strategies. Keep our leaders from being deceived, misdirected, or outmaneuvered in any way. Do not allow this war to drag on. Protect our troops, our military bases, the innocent people of Iran, and the nations surrounding them. Protect Israel from every diabolical plan to harm them. In Yeshua's name, amen. And we declare the release of God's kingdom authority over Iran, the war there, and throughout the Middle Eastern region in the name of Jesus Christ. So be it. And again, for more information regarding the event on August 14th, go to oasiswired.org. You can click right here. Thank you for joining me. I know you can tell this is a big deal. Very, very significant. We'll talk about it more this week. Please join me. Let's allow the momentum to increase as we move toward this date. Pray every day. Thank you again. I'll see you tomorrow.